Several days of roadblocks that delayed northbound traffic heading for BC resulted in several seizures of drugs and ammunition, a spokesperson for U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. The operation has netted some minor narcotics seizures and nearly 300 rounds of 9mm ammunition as well as close to 40 rounds of 12-gauge ammunition, said Jason Givens, press officer with the CBP. Givens did not have exact figures. Starting Thursday, May 1, U.S. officers began halting traffic heading for the Canadian side of the border, pulling them over at the Peace Arch and Pacific Highway crossings before they arrived at the Canada Border Services Agency entry lanes. The checkpoints continued into the weekend, ending on Saturday. Most drivers reported long delays of 40 minutes and more, with at least one estimating a 90-minute wait to pass through the Pacific Highway crossing at 10 p.m. on Thursday. Every vehicle was being searched, one online post said. On Friday, May 2, the Washington State Department of Transportation, WSDOT, was reporting a 55-minute wait for general-purpose northbound traffic, heading into BC at the two crossings, and an even longer wait of 75 minutes for holders of the Nexus cards that are supposed to provide expedited passage using dedicated lanes. A CBP statement released by Givens said, as part of its national security mission, U.S. Customs and Border Protection routinely conducts inspections on outbound traffic. These inspections are a vital tool in apprehending wanted individuals as well as in seizing a variety of contraband, which ultimately makes our communities safer. In response to a Langley Advance Times question about whether similar operations had or would occur at two other BC border crossings in Aldergrove and Sumas, Givens indicated yes. For security reasons, CBP does not comment on intelligence-driven operations, but it is possible these operations could be conducted at other ports in the area at any time, Givens said. Outbound inspections at ports west of the Cascades are conducted as operationally feasible, supporting CBP's efforts to combat the smuggling of fentanyl and other illicit substances. While some drivers caught up in the checkpoints expressed surprise at the level of enforcement, Givens said, outbound operations have happened in the area in the past. It's not a new thing, Givens remarked. These operations are integral to CBP's mission and have been a long-standing mandate at northern land border ports, continuing the legacy of the U.S. Customs Service. Outbound operations are driven by various factors, including intelligence, binational efforts, random surges, and sustained law enforcement needs. The widespread checks come as the number of BC residents traveling to Washington state has plummeted as a result of anti-Canadian sentiments expressed by the U.S. president and senior administration officials, who have launched a trade war with Canada. In April, there was a reported 51% drop in cars with BC license plates heading into the U.S. from the previous year.